Well, let's be opening our Bibles, if you will, back to the verse that was read just a few moments ago by Dave. In John chapter 14, actually we're studying this in our class upstairs in John. But in John chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, we see Jesus addressing the apostles on the night of his betrayal. And what we have access to in these chapters is a conversation of a man who is about ready to leave his friends. It's a very intimate conversation, a conversation that shows the depth of Jesus' love for these men. And he tells them some things that they would need to know in order they might continue the work that Jesus had been training them for. Now, these men were hearing funny things from Jesus, things that were really things they did not want to hear. They were hearing things from the Lord such as, "I'm going to leave you," and "where I go, you cannot come." And when they heard these kind of things, it disturbed them very much, and they began to be alarmed by all this. But Jesus goes on to say to them in John chapter 14 and verse 8, he says, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." Now, the word orphans is from a word that literally refers to a man or a woman, a child, who was deprived of a father or of both parents. Sometimes we fail to understand this. We think that an orphan is generally a child whose both parents have lost. But in biblical times, an orphan was one who, if his father died, he would be considered an orphan. And so we read about the orphans and the widows together very often because they were the same. A woman would be without a husband, a child would be without a father, and hence he was an orphan. But in this occasion here, when Jesus says, "I will not leave you as orphans," he was not using this word in its primary sense. He was using it in a secondary sense, in a figurative sense. He was using it in the sense of men who would be robbed of somebody, robbed of somebody close to them. In this context, according to Thayer and Art and Gingrich, the word refers to men who would be robbed of a teacher, men who would be robbed of a guide, men who would be robbed of a guardian. And Jesus said, "I will not leave you like that. I'm going to go away, but I'm not going to leave you as though you were abandoned. I'm not going to leave you without a guide, without a teacher, without a guardian." Now, prior to this, like I said earlier, Jesus had told the apostles that he was going to leave them. He said that on this very night. Look if you will back to chapter 13. And he said in verse 33, "Little children, I am with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to you to the Jews, I say to you also, where I go, you cannot come." Later on in the same night, in chapter 13, verse 36, Jesus says it again. This time Simon asks, "Lord, where are you going?" And Jesus said, "Where I go, you cannot follow." And then look, if you will, to chapter 14. And in this chapter here, chapter 14, beginning in verse 2, "In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go and prepare a place for you." So Jesus has been telling them, "I'm going to go away, and where I go, you cannot come. Where are you going, Lord?" And they were all disturbed by this. And Jesus said, "I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm not going to leave you as though you have no one left to help you after I leave." So he tells them in verse 3 of chapter 14 that not only am I going to go away, but I'm going to come back. Now I believe in chapter 14 and verse 3, Jesus is referring to his second coming. He's referring to the time he's going to go away to prepare a place for them. And then he's going to return so that where he is, they may